Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, at my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America. Many of you are hearing this program at various times of the day or the night over the weekend, and we thank you for that. And let's not forget also to the folks in the Caribbean listening to us on AM 1000. And I sense a road trip coming up one of these days to go down there and visit you folks. And also for everybody listening to us around the world on the Internet, especially Radio Waves Germany that gives us Maria, gives us Major Mac, and gives us Gustav, who are all chiming in tonight. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders. Responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. A special shout-out goes to all of those snowplow drivers, all of those sander drivers that are definitely giving it their all out there in the snow areas where they're getting lots and lots and lots of snow tonight. So special thoughts out to you guys and gals and to everybody else working on the Third Watch tonight. Whatever it is you're doing, doesn't matter. Thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget it. Now, we had another terrorist attack, two of them, over in Europe yesterday. One of them, they're not sure, they're not calling it a terrorist attack in the Netherlands, but anybody that's running around with a knife slicing people, and by the way, I understand some children were hurt in that attack too, is definitely not your average run-of-the-mill bear. Now, the thing about London and the attack there was this gentleman, this 28-year-old gentleman, was a convict who was out on prisoner release, was wearing an ankle bracelet, and somehow or another, he managed to get a hold of a fake bomb vest to make it look like he was wearing a suicide bomb, and a knife. And this guy, like I say, was out on the prison release program, supposedly being rehabilitated. How'd that, it's not working out too good now, is it?
Well, obviously not. He's not rehabilitated. And the one big situation that you have there in London, something that I found out in particular when I was recently over there, that people are really complaining because you've got a huge amount of knifings over there right now going on, and because did you know that more people are killed annually by knives than were ever killed when they used to be able to own guns over there in England?
Mm-hmm.
And so this proves, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt, that it's not about knives, guns, or whatever. It's mm-hmm. about people. And when you hear people foolishly, for instance, in this country, talking about, well, we've got to get rid of the guns to cut down on murders.
Mm-hmm.
No, it will not. It will actually increase murders because it's easier to get knives You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people are crazy. You know, you got these crazies running around there, and they're not afraid to run around with a knife. It's really terrible over there. People are really panicking, and they're warning us, Captain. They're saying, hey, don't let them take away your guns, and you have to deal with what we have to deal with over there in England now. It's worse as far as the numbers of murders every year.
Well, I'm glad you just said that. I'm glad you just said that about the guns, because if you're in Virginia, you people that just voted in Virginia, that went solid blue in Virginia for the first time, the governor's office, the state legislature, House and Senate, you need, and by the way, I think they call that a commonwealth, if I'm not mistaken, in Virginia.
Yes.
But that being said, the next thing they're going to do is big-time gun legislation. And you've lost your majority to be able to stop that. So you people in Virginia, and about two-thirds of the state of Virginia is rural. And those people in those rural areas, believe me, have guns, lots of them, because Virginia's got a lot of great hunting there and whatnot. So I wonder how they're going to like it when they come for their guns legally to take away this rifle and that rifle, and you can't have this pistol and that pistol. Wonder what they're going to do then.
Well, unfortunately, Captain, I hate to really say this, but there's a lot of, dummied down, psyched out Americans who are willing to walk through that trail of tears, which would it be, you know, if they continue to push, you know, and go blue and keep voting for these politicians that are more than happy to take away their guns
mm-hmm.
because they're going after their rights. I mean, that's the bottom line here. You take away people's guns and their right to protect themselves, their families, and their property. You're going after their rights, and you want more control. That's what it's all about, and people better wake up before it's too late.
Now, on the other hand, I'll be doing another gun show, making a personal appearance at another gun show here in about another 3 weeks, roughly, in December down in Sarasota, and I can tell you that the gun show that I was at about a week, 10 days ago, it was jam-packed. People were buying all kinds of guns. Guys were going out there with a rifle on one shoulder, a shotgun on the other, or a couple of pistols, walking out with them in their cases and all that sort of stuff. Unbelievable what I saw. And by the way, I think I might have made this mention. 4 pickup truckloads of ammunition were sold that day. 4 pickup truckloads of ammunition. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. And when we come back, we will be playing an Edwards Notebook. So don't go anywhere. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. And it's time for us to listen to who, you say? Why, could it be Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook? So here we go. Hang on. It's going to come.
As America kicks off yet another Christmas holiday season, the snowflake millennials now say they cannot handle the emotional strain of Secret Santa. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Yep, you heard it right. The traditional office Secret Santa gift giving is now considered to be by millennials to be a strain and gives them anxiety. According to a new study by the British job hunting website, Jobsite, millennials just can't handle the pressure of Secret Santa. Among normal people, Secret Santa is often preferred to other practices because organizers can limit the budget spent on gifts, and it doesn't align with any specific religious holiday, so in the minds of the anti-Christmas folks, it doesn't leave anyone out of the loop. But of course, jolly old Saint Nick is identified by many with Christmas. Oh my. A Jobsite study also found that millennials simply want to do away with many Christmas ideas and other traditions and simply turn America into an all-inclusive land of bland nothingness that offends no one. Ouch. Merry Christmas, America, despite the millennials. I'm Ron Edwards. Go to theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards in Ron Edwards' Notebook. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends Pete and Seth Talbot. That's the father-son team at Relief Factor. Now, their plant's up in Kirkland, Washington, just outside Seattle. But if you know what I know, and 3 years and 8 months ago when I first found out about Relief Factor, thanks to Mike Gallagher, I decided to make a change. And when I did, it helped me for the rest of my life because I have arthritis. Now, I have arthritis because a lot of injuries I had in the line of duty, both in the military and in the fire service. Because when you break things and you twist things and you tear things and you have things that have to be repaired, tendons and all that sort of stuff, later on down the line, you're going to pay for it. So it's called arthritis. So if you have arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, or just general pain, let me suggest that you start out with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because in 80% of the cases, the people that get on it, that start it, stay on it because it works. Now, people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks. So all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start program. That's all it costs, $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You'll have it in 2 to 3 days, unless you're in the snow belt. But in the meantime, when you get it, you take it 3 times a day, do it exactly the way it says. Don't do any shortcuts. Do it exactly the way it says and see if it works for you. It worked for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and good luck, and let me know how you make out. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now, I want to play a little clip here from a very famous senator, for the wrong reason, Senator Richard Blumenthal. And why is he famous for the wrong reason, Ron?
I believe he said that he went to a faraway place called Vietnam in military duty, but turns out that may not be the case.
No, it never happened. Never happened. And he apologized later. But the people in Connecticut still elected him U.S. Senator, and he was the Attorney General. To me, that would have been enough to have him removed from office right there, but hey, that's me. All right, well, here's what he had to say yesterday about the impeachment process and the Ukraine and all of this sort of good stuff.
So one of the Republicans' defenses that they have been using for weeks now is that the president decided to release all of those millions of dollars to Ukraine only after people determined that Ukraine was no longer corrupt. Nope, that wasn't the rationale. It was only after he was briefed about the whistleblower complaint and knowing about the congressional investigation. Here's how the New York Times puts it. President Trump had already been briefed on a whistleblower's complaint about his dealings with Ukraine when he unfroze military aid for the country in September, according to two people familiar with the matter. Lawyers from the White House counsel's office told Mr. Trump in late August about the complaint, explaining that they were trying to determine whether they were legally required to give it to Congress, the people said. Does that change the equation in the Senate?
It adds additional evidence. It empowers further the case against the president. It confirms the evidence coming from the president's own mouth. Really, it's still the July 25th conversation about doing us a favor.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because he goes on for about a minute and a half talking about things that just aren't true because of one simple little fact. Ron, yeah. When did all of this start?
Well, as far as my recollection, the majority of the, stuff going on in Ukraine, the corruption, that was going on before Trump was elected. It was during the Obama administration, as
Thank
far
you.
As I recall.
Thank you.
And they keep trying to move the timeline. That is mm-hmm. very disturbing.
Yeah, and they're lying because this all started under Barack Obama. And, oh, by the way, who's the one that boasted about, I told him I was leaving in 6 hours, and he didn't fire that prosecutor, and they weren't going to get $1 billion a day, and SOB, because I'm not going to say what he said, and SOB.
Yeah. It's Uncle Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Uncle
yeah.
Joe. Now, this is what's very disturbing. You have a video of this individual saying what he said, bragging about it. Oh, SOB. 6 hours, guess what? you know, he did what he wanted. They did what he wanted. But yet, they refused to even pay attention to that.
Ron, like, he did what they're accused. Ron, he did, actually did, and admitted to what the president is being accused of, right, that the president didn't do. Biden did.
I know, but what's disturbing about it is the media acts like it wasn't of Biden, and the American people, many who saw that same video, tried to turn around and still go along with the media lie and acting like it was Trump being corrupt over there. It's just crazy. You have naked evidence that it wasn't Trump. And the timeline doesn't add up, by the way, anyway. And yet still, many people still want to pin the tail of corruption on Trump. And he's not even guilty at all. It's just ridiculous.
Now, we've got a congressman from Texas saying that Jerry Nadler might deep six the impeachment proceedings because the Democrats realize that this is a losing issue and it's getting worse and worse and worse for them, and they might do something with Nadler in charge to stop or deter or alter the impeachment proceedings to where it wouldn't be impeachment anymore. It would be something like, censure?
Yeah, that's where some of them may be leaning. But, this is a boulder that's already rolling down the hill. It may be too late to stop it. And in a sense, I kind of agree with the president. Go ahead. Make the president's day, because it's going to backfire on the Democrats big time, because they shouldn't have started this mess in the first place. And they're the ones who are going to suffer for this, I believe, at the ballot box come election time. And so, they started this mess based on lies, and I think they're going to have to eat this one. It's going to back up on them big, big time. So whichever way it goes, it's going to backfire on the Democrats. It doesn't matter. They've done too much already.
Now, did you see the protesters in Hong Kong with the big...
Yes.
And what did you think about that? I mean, they're really going all out.
First of all, I was proud of our president for standing up and signing that legislation. But more importantly, he himself has been standing with them. These people want to be free. They want, I don't like democracy, which means mob rule, but I guess it's better than communism. They want to be free over there in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, economically, Hong Kong was freer than we are in this country. And for them to go against the Chinese government, to go against this agreement that they had signed with the British, when the British, in my opinion, foolishly relinquished it to China, they've gone against their own word. And so the people of Hong Kong weren't doing any harm to China. In fact, by the way, Hong Kong has been an economic blessing to China. And for China to be putting that at risk by wanting to clamp down on them,
well,
we're cut down.
We've run out of time, my friend, but what it is, doggone. All right, and by the way, the people in Hong Kong love Donald Trump. You got it. All right, well, I got to do a military veterans report, but we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Meantime, stay out of the snow. It's not very far away from you.
Well, there's no snow around here.
There is to the north of you. All right, thanks a lot, Ron. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be talking to him again next week. And you are right, Susie. People in Hong Kong love our...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Today, after more than 40 protesters were killed by security forces, Iraq's prime minister announced that he would submit his resignation to parliament, a step that carries uncertainty for the entire government and stirred fears of a bigger political crisis. The move by Adel Abul Mahdi came 13 months after he took office and followed calls by Iraq's top Shiite cleric for lawmakers to withdraw support. At least four protesters were killed in the hours after the announcement in continuing violence in Baghdad and southern Iraq. Word of the planned resignation triggered celebrations by anti-government protesters who have been camped out for nearly 2 months in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. Young men and women broke into song and dance under the sparkle of fireworks crackling from every corner of the plaza, the epicenter of the leaderless protest movement, which seeks an end to sectarian government and election and anti-corruption reforms. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for both our military and our veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, this report brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech in just 14 short months and start out making $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, that's my buddy Charlie from National Aviation Academy that just read that spot. And let me tell you something. If you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, or if you're coming out of high school and you've come out of one of those trade schools or technical schools to learn a trade, and you're just now finding out that you're going to be an apprentice and you're not going to get paid what you thought you were, or that you're going to be an 80%er because you are an apprentice, then guess what? I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Do so by going online first to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they have a campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right there just outside Boston, and another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, take your pick of where you want to go. And remember, in 14 short months, you will be well on your way to a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech, starting at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. And you can make a lot more than that if you apply yourself, because this is a job where the better the person is that what they do, the better they do, the more they make. It's that simple. It's that simple. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Okay. Now, South Korea and North Korea are still at odds. North Korea is trying to figure out a way to become to remain relevant and get the talks with the United States kickstarted again, because North Korea needs the United States for a lot of different things. Food certainly is one of them, because they don't have enough food to feed their people. And the other day, and this might have been a test, the other day a North Korean merchant vessel, reportedly with engine trouble, violated the territorial sea waters of South Korea. Now, if you're South Korea, what would you do? Well, they fired a warning shot across the bow and told the vessel to leave the waters, that they were infringing upon South Korean waters and they needed to go back where they were, even though they were having engine trouble. They would tow them to port if that's what they needed. Otherwise, see you later. Well, needless to say, the vessel steamed off and went back in the opposite direction, which means maybe they weren't having engine trouble. But Korea, north and south, the difference between day and night when it comes to what's in South Korea and what's in North Korea, Kim Jong-un in North Korea wants what South Korea has. But he's not going to get it if he doesn't play ball with the United States and President Donald Trump. He can rant, he can rave, he can throw his arms up in the air, he can do whatever he wants, but it's just not going to happen. Now, in addition, we got some more bad guys down in the Somalian area. Had another drone go in there and take out some bad guys, and that's a good thing. And by the way, the USS Abraham Lincoln, if you're looking for that vessel somewhere, right now it's on a little R&R in the port in Bahrain. That's where they went, put the port so their sailors could get off and stretch their sea legs and have a little shore time. So there you go. Now, make no mistake about it, the North Pole and the northern part of the globe, where there's a lot of ice, a lot of snow, a lot of oil, a lot of minerals, a lot of natural resources, is currently a race between a couple of different countries, Russia and the United States. Russia already has a base there, off to the west, off the Aleutian Islands, going up in towards the North Pole that way. And the United States is trying to expand their presence to the north, too, which is another reason why the Coast Guard needed two more icebreakers to replace the aging ones they had, so they could keep the ice open, so they could keep commercial traffic going in the northern part of the United States up towards, leading up to the Arctic Circle. Now, we'll see how all that plays out, because it's a continuing work in progress, if you will. In the meantime, taking a look at the Army, taking a look at brigade combat teams that are struggling for personnel in two key jobs. Now listen up, because if you have these skills and you want to become part of the modern army and do something that needs to be done that you'd be very well received at, then I'm going to tell you that the most common personnel shortages still plaguing the Army's 31 active duty brigade combat teams are cyber network defenders. In other words, guys with the computers, cyber network defenders, and electromagnetic spectrum managers. Same thing. According to the Defense Department Inspector General, with a report that was released earlier this month. So think about that. Maybe that's something you could do, you computer whiz kids that are out there. And, of course, don't forget that you get free college and all that sort of stuff, and it doesn't get much better if you're looking to do something. And, by the way, you can certainly better yourself, because I know a lot of young people these days that are in high school, the way they're being trained in high school, they're learning very, very, very well, very fast. It's always easier when you're younger to learn about things like computers and electronics and that sort of thing. Always easier. And Army active duty, National Guard and Reserve units usually find that they receive the sports equipment necessary to practice the Army combat fitness test a lot sooner than what they're currently getting it. Because by next spring, according to the general in charge of the Army Times, everybody in the Army or the National Guard or the Reserve is going to have to take the new Army combat fitness test, which is different than what they used to get. It's a little bit tougher to do, and they need to be able to train with some of the equipment that the units are asking for to do so. So they need to get that to them. By the way, remember Robert O'Neill, the Navy SEAL, who shot Osama bin Laden? Well, he sides with President Trump in the extraordinary battle of wills over military justice and a commander's prerogative, saying in an interview that he believed that Navy Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher should be able to retire as a chief petty officer with the prize Trident pin, signifying his membership in the elite SEALs unit. Well, I agreed with that wholeheartedly, and some people didn't think that that was exactly the way it should be. But, you know, the rank and file out there, and I get the tradition of the Navy. I get the white uniforms and the guys that are, you know, the higher-ranking officers and all that stuff that want to keep the tradition and keep everything starched, high and dry, as we used to call it. But times have changed a little bit. And when these guys run 5, 6, 7, 8 combat tours over and over and over again, you know, you gotta take that into consideration here, folks. Gotta take that into consideration. All right, well, we're coming right back. We're going to take another look at the highways and byways. I don't think much has changed. And Al, if it has up there, you can tell me, because you should be getting sleet and freezing rain right about now, and all snow coming soon. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step, As a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All right.
righty, Jerry Reed, friend of the front seat, right around in the cloud up there somewhere, the big old black KW, that 40-foot reefer trailer behind it, and of course Bandit's up front, and Frog in the front seat, and Sheriff is chasing him somewhere. Okay, here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, where I guarantee you a bunch of folks out there in the West right now are sitting in Flying J Truck Stops, and probably Pilot Travel Centers too. Now, here we go. First of all, a powerful storm continues its eastward movement all weekend long with heavy snow, powerful winds, and areas of wintry mix spreading across the northern tier of the United States. Now, I-90, I-94, and parts of I-80 from Nebraska west will be inundated with snow, blowing snow, drifting snow, and near zero visibility in many places because of the winds and the wind whip heavy snow coming at you. Now, significant ice may develop also in some of these areas where the borderline is between the rain, the freezing rain, the sleet, and then the heavy snow. Also, in the northwestern part of the Middle Atlantic states, you are going to have a mixture. You'll also have severe thunderstorms that may develop in the deep to middle south on Saturday. Some of these football games could be interesting with the weather developing around them. And a brand new California storm coming in off the Pacific Ocean is going to bring several feet of mountain snow to what's already there in California over the weekend and gusty winds before it moves inland from California, because right now, all of the mountainous areas in California are under a winter storm warning. Everything that's a mountain is under a winter storm warning right now in California. Now, except for some wind in Oregon, you're looking good. Except for a little bit of wind in Washington State, you're looking good. In Idaho, except for some snow in the north central part of the state, you're looking good. But Montana, Wyoming, the I-15 corridor of Utah, all the way from the Nevada line all the way up to Idaho, and I-80 going up into out of Salt Lake City, going over into Wyoming. You've got a real, real mess of winter weather. Colorado, high winds east of Denver, high winds in the Denver area. And going west out of Denver, going west out of anything west out of I-25, north, west, you're going to have snow, winter storm warnings in some of the areas up there, the mountain passes up there. Wind in New Mexico tonight, wind in Texas tonight, fog around Midland, Texas, wind across Oklahoma, wind across Kansas. Now, Wyoming is pretty much inundated with snow from one side to the other. A winter storm warning, a blizzard warning in the northeastern part of Wyoming, extending up into Rapid City, South Dakota, and following I-90 across South Dakota. Also, it looks like I-80 north right now, in Nebraska, almost all the way to Lincoln, not quite, but close. You've got a blizzard warning there for snow that's coming your way, that's moving across right now. Now, North Dakota, South Dakota, totally inundated with snow, winter storm warning. Minnesota, totally inundated with snow, winter storm warning. Wisconsin, totally inundated with snow. Half the state to the north, winter storm warning. All of the upper peninsula of Michigan, winter storm warning. Half of the state of Michigan right now, north of Detroit, you got snow and a winter storm warning in the Upper Peninsula. You got fog in I-44 right now across Missouri. Fort Leonard Wood, fog there. Fog along the Mexican border right now. Laredo, west. New York, from Ripley, New York, from Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way to Oswego, New York, lake effect snow, more lake effect snow picks up around Pulaski, goes all the way to Watertown. Lake effect snow continuing into the Adirondacks, into the Catskills, across all of New York State, upstate New York, I-80 north, I-80 east-west, the entire length of Pennsylvania. Looks like lake effect snow there coming off the lake, going down that far. Snow in Massachusetts, snow in southern New Hampshire. Snow and a winter storm warning in the southern part of Vermont, just to the east of Lake George. And other than that, coming on down the eastern coast, as I said, be careful of what you may find a little bit later in terms of weather there during the daytime, as there may be the cold weather mixing with the warm water, and we may wind up with some really bad, severe storms. Some of these football games could be plagued by those storms today. We'll see. Okay, now joining us on the telephone line, we have Denise Simon, excuse me, from FoundersCode.com. Very busy day for the terrorists yesterday in Europe.
Yeah, it was, which means they're still out there.
They've been out there, and we knew it, and you knew it, and I knew it. So what happened in England that this guy, who was supposedly in some sort of prisoner release program, behaving himself because he was being repatriated, how did he go wrong?
Well, one is just recently Britain lifted their terror status by one category, if you will. So it was at the highest level, now it was at the second highest level. So what that really means for law enforcement, I don't know. But, yeah, we have this cat, Usman Khan, 28 years old. And he is not Islamic State. This is an important thing, though. I mean, he could be now, but at the time he went to prison, he was Al-Qaeda, because he went to prison in 2012. That was pre-Al-Qaeda, pre-Islamic State. So, yeah, he went to prison, and then from serving his 8 years, then he went to Don't Be a Terrorist Anymore school. And when he got out, was wearing a ankle bracelet over there. They call it a tag.
Mm-hmm.
And at this Don't Be a Terrorist Anymore school that he was going to, he actually threatened the school. And, you know, they made an awful lot of reports about the threats that he had made with the staff and the teachers and the administrators and whatnot. It seems like, you know, Britain officials are like, oh, well, it'll be okay. But not so much, huh?
Yeah.
And he stabbed five people, two died, and he was the third.
Two? Oh, okay, he was the third. All right, now, we also heard about the Netherlands. There were some children injured there. Were they injured by this attacker, or what happened there?
You know, they're not really saying too much on this one. This one happened, what, I think about an hour and a half later?
Yeah.
And they're going under the premise that they are not related, but three minors were wounded. And the last I saw, the suspect there was at large.
Correct, still is.
Yeah, so we don't know any of these kind of details, so they're being really cagey on that one.
Well, this is what they prefer to do. Their modus operandi is to use a knife. That's what is right along with their theology of thinking. But hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with a lot more and your phone calls, too. Kathy, tell them how they can do that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.